This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We've been exploring some of your questions about global warming as part of our series Climate Connections with National Geographic. Now to one family that's already trying to reduce their carbon dioxide emissions. NPR's David Kestenbaum spent some time with them at their home in North Carolina.
Scott and Claudia Shepherd live in a modest-sized house in a wooded area a few miles from downtown Chapel Hill. They have two adorable kids.
Hi, my name is Anya.
Anya's six, Nadia, age eight. Also a dog.
Sammy! Come on.
And an old piano they just picked up. What makes them a little unusual is that they are trying to do what all those countries were supposed to do under the Kyoto Accord, reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Claudia has tried to get her church involved.
Our church had a fast from carbon for Lent.
Fast from carbon?
Uh-huh.
So instead of giving up chocolate, you gave up carbon.
Right. You would hang up your laundry to dry or something like that.
And yep, the laundry's out on the back deck. The kids say the clothes get stiff, but they're in favor of saving energy. Nadia can tell you all about the new light bulbs.
I'm in the kitchen, and right above me there is a compact fluorescent light bulb.
Those are compact fluorescent light bulbs.
That is better than the regular ones.
The family does own a station wagon, but when Scott gets home from work, he's driving their other car, a little Ford Focus.
You know, it's less convenient to have a smaller car, but I use it for commuting. And then also we swap off when Claudia has to drive a further distance than I do.
The Shepherds wanted to know how they were doing carbon-wise, and so did we. So we invited Doug Crawford Brown, who directs the Institute for the Environment at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He arrives in a blue Prius hybrid, though he used to own a Jaguar. One thing he's immediately impressed by is that they haven't cut down the trees.
You know, I see trees around, I see a lot of shade, and given that we're in the South here and cooling costs are a lot higher than heating costs, that's a big first step too, is just not getting pounded by the sunlight.
He gets a tour of the house. The Shepherds tell him they've put in a low-flow shower head, installed a blanket around the water heater, bought an energy-efficient refrigerator, and resisted buying a larger house. Claudia says she also tries to buy local food that doesn't have to be shipped in trucks. Unfortunately, the strawberries on the kitchen counter came all the way from California. Doug Crawford Brown says all these things are good, though some count more than others.
If I had to pick, you know, where the big savings were going to be in a person's life, in terms of CO2, it's not where you buy your strawberries that it's going to find your way into heaven, I would say. But there's no doubt that there's a lot of CO2 that does go out transporting food all around the world.
Here are the big things, he says. If you were to draw a pie chart, about half of a typical family's carbon emissions come from heating and cooling the house. Maybe a quarter comes from transportation, driving around, and the final quarter from lights, refrigerators, and electrical stuff. So, given all the things the Shepherds are doing, how much carbon dioxide are they producing? Doug Crawford Brown sits down at the kitchen table where the family has collected their electric bills.
Does somebody want to operate this calculator for me?
Yeah.
You want to do that? I need to have 800 times 12.
9,600.
They get a break on electricity because the utility company, Duke Energy, uses half nuclear power, which doesn't emit carbon. He also adds up the auto mileage, tallies the natural gas heating bill. In the end, he estimates, they produce about 14 metric tons of carbon dioxide a year, enough to fill a volume of maybe 9 hot air balloons, which is good.
You're down 40% below what the average person in North Carolina is. And I would say, for example, if everybody in the state of North Carolina were at their level as a family in terms of emitting CO2, I think that's a pretty good goal for the next 20 years.
But there is also some bad news. Doug Crawford Brown has one more question.
What would you guess is the mileage that you fly in a year?
Claudia says they take one long flight a year, either to see her family in Germany or to California. They also make a short trip to see Scott's family in New Orleans, and Scott flies a few times a year for business. The numbers go in the calculator and...
drum roll, yeah. And then you can keel over, and you see the number.
Yeah, 13.
How much?
12.7.
Okay, 12.7 tons per year.
Those flights have essentially doubled the amount of carbon the Shepherds put into the air. Scott Shepherd goes to check the distance to Germany on a map with a ruler, but there's no escaping it. You can walk to the grocery store, but flying to, say, the West Coast is about the same as driving all those miles. they add up.
As much
it's
as
hugely
house,
surprising. Yeah, huge. Absolutely. Yeah, it's hugely surprising.
It's bad, right? But, you know, we...
What are you going to... You know, if you have family halfway across the world, you know, you have to see them sometimes. So, I mean, I'll make all kinds of sacrifices elsewhere, but how would I change my flying? Well, I mean, I can't swim there, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Doug Crawford Brown gets this kind of reaction a lot, and he's sympathetic. His job, trying to reduce carbon emissions, can involve a lot of travel. He's about to get on a plane to England. And the shepherds should be proud, he says. If everyone lived the way they do, he estimates the U.S. could reduce its carbon emissions by a quarter, maybe more. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Over the coming years, some NPR reporters will have stories on climate change on the public TV show Wild Chronicles.